Welcome to Mass Effect Advanced Nightbane Chronicles. This is an audio read of a fanfic based off of the Mass Effect game and the amazing Mass Effect tabletop RPG podcast known as Advanced. Characters, places, and the stories are built in the world of Mass Effect and the tabletop RPG Advanced Progress. Spoilers will be revealed for both the Mass Effect games as well as a podcast currently airing once a month. Be sure to follow the Advanced crew as they journey through the Milky Way galaxy and beyond on your favorite podcast platform. Like and rate this audio read, as well as the Advanced tabletop RPG this fanfic is based off of. This audio read is a product of JATF Productions. Warning, please be advised that this audiobook has music and sound effects throughout each episode. Thank you and enjoy.
Mass Effect Adventum, Nightbane Chronicles. This is Kane, recalling my first sighting of the Rubicon crew. As I stood next to the crate we brought, I couldn't help but look around. I was impressed. The Janus Collective really had something going here. I've been in several Cerberus facilities and none of them topped this operation. This was massive. Speaking of Cerberus, these people didn't do their homework. They seemed to just hire anyone for the job. If they would look into my past, they would see a trail of Cerberus. As for the rest of the team, Viper and Lupius have Blue Sun's background. Grex must have a lot of paperwork stacked against him. As for Venom, our leader of sorts, doesn't shy away from sharing his affiliation with the Eclipse. We aren't your average bounty hunter group. Viper wears Quarian armor in addition to a Turian helmet. That isn't confusing at all. Not to mention she doesn't hide her Asari biotics. Lupius is an all-black Turian with cybernetics coursing through him, altering his appearance dramatically. Grex, on the other hand, looks like your average Krogan, the most normal-looking one out of all of us. My metal jaw with synthetic skin makes me appear normal, until I become subconscious of it, and I hide it with a black scarf.
Kane, look over there!
Viper spoke as her helmet changed her voice and gave it a Turian tone. As she sat on the crate, I fixed my attention on where she was staring at. It was hard to see at first, but then I caught it. The Grandmaster, who was late, was walking with another team he recruited for more mundane missions.
Grex, any idea who that Krogan is? He looks familiar, I believe.
Lupius asked as he stood up from sitting on the crate.
Can't remember his name, but I'm sure he's a ghost.
Upon hearing this, Lupius's eyes widened a bit. He looked at Grex, who seemed to be fixed on the Krogan.
Ghost of the Void.
The Turian spoke softly as he thought about his words and slowly sat back down.
No one cares to notice the N7 armor on that human.
Viper's question wasn't for anyone else but me. I noticed it. I just do what I always do every time I see an Alliance personnel. I ignore the obvious.
Kane?
Damn, she was persistent. I sighed as I looked at the insignia. A few flashes of something old came to mind, then I shut it out as I growled under my breath.
You're going to have to come to terms with it someday.
Not today, Viper. Leave it alone. I looked through her helmet and imagined her smiling that wicked Asari smile.
Hey, a female Turian, what a look.
Save it, Grex. None of my kind would dare look at me in such a way. I've evolved into something more. Their approval of me is less than. Anyone who would recognize me would know I'm an exile. I'm sure you'd rather not bring that subject up to a new employer.
Grex just smirked at Lupius. Even I caught the hint that this female Turian sparked some interest within him. Regardless, Lupius was right. The less they knew, the better. This new team also had an Asari and a Salarian. As they continued on their path, Grex growled with annoyance. The Grandmaster was taking them to see Marcus, I assume. This meant more waiting for us.
Onikuma's here as well,
Grex commented to pass the time.
I've noticed an array of smuggling groups within this hangar. I can imagine how many more are elsewhere aboard this station,
Lupius added as we surveyed our surroundings. By the time the Grandmaster returned to us, we were all low with tolerance.
Sorry for the extended wait.
The Volus started off as he hobbled over. I had to contain my urge of wanting to punt him the entire span of this hangar.
I see you've obtained...
Stop talking!
Viper calmly stated, which silenced the Volus as she continued to glare him down through her helmet.
Credits! Now!
She added. He fumbled with his words for a bit before bringing up his Omni-Tool and typing away. Soon, Viper's Omni-Tool pings as if we received the credits. She didn't even bother looking at it as she kept staring at the Grandmaster. He continued to look between the four of us as he waited. Comically, to us at least, she made him wait about 5 to 7 minutes before she hopped down off the crate. He sighed with relief and signaled for a few of his crew members to move the crate.
Excuse me, but the one who sent me to you said you would have the...
She is on the ship. Wait here,
Viper demanded. The Volus just stared as she ordered us to follow her back on the ship. Speaking of which, we were stopped by more crewmen as a Salarian bent down and whispered to the Grandmaster.
This could put the Janus Collective at risk. Please advise. You must take action and discard this ship or return it to where it came from.
Once again, he fumbled with his word and quickly waved off the men trying to stop us from returning to our ship.
Might I interest you in one of our fine ships to move freely about?
Viper turned around and sighed. She was clearly annoyed.
We already have one.
Grex grunted as he took a few steps towards the Volus.
Yes, I'm well aware of this. However, the one you have commandeered is not technically yours. I would rather you travel in a safer and less traceable vessel. Consider it another form of payment, since you have completed two missions in one.
We all looked at each other for a moment. With one unanimous nod, we agreed.
Once we bring her out, your men can start loading our gear onto the new ship you're giving us. As stated before, wait here.
Viper instructed as we followed her back to our ship. The Volus stated some kind of agreement as we finally boarded our ship. We started collecting our things and packing up to make the transfer easy.
Kane, in my quarters, please.
I heard Laetona, no more Viper, as her fake Turian voice wasn't the one calling me. She was taking off her armor, resuming the role of Laetona Dreamstay, an Asari consort. I walked to her room and leaned on the doorframe as her bare body moved around the room. Seeing her like this used to bother us. Honestly, we all had to get used to it. And we did. She was getting dressed and clothing herself as she spoke.
That Asari we saw with the N7 human?
She started off, pausing as she got distracted with her dresses.
She's a Jessakar.
My eyebrow raised in confusion. I thought about this for a moment, then remained silent to see if she had anything else to say.
You don't find that strange?
She added, stopping completely as she looked into my eyes. Am I supposed to? She sighed and rolled her eyes as she finally picked a dress to wear and started dressing herself.
Why would the Janus Collective hire a Jessakar? Why is the Alliance making their princess here?
Stop asking, I firmly stated as she paused once more. We stared each other down until I caved and sighed with annoyance. They are planning to go to a completely different galaxy. They don't think this one is going to survive the impending doom that awaits us. Honestly, I thought we all agreed to take this mission in hopes of being asked if we want to join the movement. At the moment, no one has invited us. I can give them several reasons why they haven't. However, I've been looking for a new start myself, These memories, these nightmares, they aren't who I am. Leaving this galaxy might be a good thing for all of us. We're all ghosts, or running from them anyways. Who cares who the Janus Collective selects to join them? They haven't selected us. I broke the line of sight between us as I ended my speech. I fixed my eyes on the floor as I crossed my arms and glared. I heard her footsteps, then felt her soft hand upon my cheek. She turned my sights to her own eyes and stared with a gentle, stern look.
Kane, when has that ever stopped us? We'll be on that ship sailing away from this galaxy, even if we have to sneak aboard. We're leaving this place one way or another.
She kissed my cheek softly, smiled, and then quickly hurried out of her quarters. Good luck, I commented, and turned around and watched her leave. She waved her hand by as she hurried down the corridor and was soon out of the ship. Lupius met me in the cargo bay as some Janus Collective grunts were unloading our gear and putting them onto another ship.
Any word from our Cerberus contact?
He asked, to which I checked my Omni tool and confirmed my answer. Yeah, he's on his way to the facility of New Boder. I guess that means we'll take the weapons facility, I replied as Grex joined us.
Good. I want to see what new weapons these guys have been cooking up.
I simply nodded in agreement. I crossed my arms as I watched Laetona walk away with the Grandmaster as they spoke. He seemed to be in a hurry for some reason. Either way, the quicker she returned, the quicker we can start our mission for our other employer. Like I said, these people need to do a better background check on whom they hire.
Thank you for listening to the Mass Effect Advantum Nightbane Chronicles. Be sure to find and listen to the Mass Effect Advantum Tabletop RPG. Also, join the Mass Effect Advantum Discord for more updates on this audio read, as well as the Tabletop RPG Advantum. Thanks for listening in.